Hello everyone. I'm afraid this is a bit of a rant about Audio Boom, so if you don't want to hear it, you better switch off now. I had uploaded two posts last night. They were direct messages, both quite long. And one of them was going round and round. It would get to 100%, then it would be queued for upload, then it would start all over again. And it did this continually. It was still doing it this morning, and this was from about 10 p.m. last night. As everyone probably knows, you can't delete posts from your, what is equivalent to sent items, if you like, on your phone anymore. Since the last two updates, I think it was 4.1.1, you can still delete messages, I believe, you know, the ones you receive, that is. So I was in the situation where I had this thing going round and round. I couldn't delete it, and I couldn't upload it, and I couldn't see what I could do except to uninstall the app and reinstall it. But I didn't want to do that because, A, I'd lose both posts, which isn't the end of the world. But more importantly, I hadn't updated this phone to the latest version of Audio Boom because it's broken and the patch or the update or the fix hasn't been released yet. I've got it on my other phone, my old one, the new version, but I haven't got it on this one and I don't want it on this one. So I didn't think I had a choice except to delete, you know, the app and reinstall it, lose everything and have the version I didn't want, which didn't amuse me at all. So I contacted Audio Boom as a last resort and I asked them why they had disabled the feature that whereby you can delete your posts from the phone. And I got a reply saying the reason they had done it was because some people thought they were freeing up space when they delete things on their phone and that it's not really stored on their phone, it's stored on the server. Well, excuse me. And so the only way now to delete something is to go to the website. Well, I'm not being funny, but if people are under that illusion, or I'm not saying they're stupid if they think that, because maybe I would have thought it, but if people think that and it's a misconception, well, so what? Maybe they should put something in their help information, like frequently asked questions or something like that, so people know that that's not the case. It was a very convenient way of getting rid of stuff. Say if you put something to the wrong place by mistake, you know, if you accidentally, I don't know how you could do this, but some people have done it, where you post a private message on your timeline. What if you can't have access to a computer? How do you, or, you know, you're not very good at using Safari on the phone. How do you get rid of it? It's not very easy. So I think it's downright stupid anyway. But fortunately, I hadn't looked at it for a few hours and I looked at my phone again and they've both gone back to drafts. So I can now either delete them or copy them onto another, well, you know, not copy them, but play them and record them onto another device to upload them. So thank goodness that happened because I tried everything. I even tried turning off my Wi-Fi, turning off my mobile data, thinking that that's what I wanted to happen, that it'll go back to the drafts folder, because sometimes that does happen. You think something's uploaded and when you look later it's in the drafts. So thankfully I've been saved, but not by any help from Audio Boom. So I don't know whether, I don't think, it doesn't look like they're going to be reintroducing this feature anytime soon. But if they do take away the delete feature, they ought to be able to, you know, they ought to be able to make it so that you can delete it somehow. Admittedly, sometimes you could delete, I've deleted stuff by accident because, you know, if you're just stretching over to put your phone down or to pick it up, I've accidentally hit delete and deleted things. So it was a bit too easy, but they could make it maybe as one of the Mark Boo options, you know, like where you can save it to a playlist, download it or whatever. Maybe you could, you know, if you mark it and got hit delete, you could delete it. Now it seems very difficult to do a simple, what should have been and used to be a simple task. Anyway, I know it's not the end of the world in the great scheme of things, and it's not even that important, but it is a bit annoying when something like this happens. because it's, you know, it's not uncommon for to have trouble uploading the odd boo. You know, sometimes they get flawed or the files get corrupted or whatever. Whatever reason, I don't know. There's probably 100 technical reasons why this might occur. But, you know, not to be able to delete the offending file, we should at least be able to delete ones that are uploading, surely. Because if something like this happens... Anyway, I've written to him again. He said sorry for the inconvenience. And I wrote back before I realised that they'd gone back to draft and that I can actually do something with them now and continue to use my phone, you know, for the app on this phone for uploading, which obviously I couldn't while they were in the way. I've written them back and told them, yes, it is extremely inconvenient, and I've explained my situation and how I was going to have to uninstall the app and put it back on again, and it's not the one I want now because it's a different version, because the other one's broken and the release hasn't come out yet. So, you know, not the release, the fix. Anyway, that's my rant for the day. Well, actually it's my second one, but it's my rant about Audioboom for the day.